at a marketing showcase in Brighton, the Amex Stadium, and I've got Matthias from ADF Milking. Matthias, explain what ADF Milking does.
ADF Milking is an agri-technology business. We produce a specialized type of milking equipment that automates what's referred to as the post-hygiene or post-dipping process in the milking. So that's after the cow's fully milked, you dip the cow, which is putting on a solution onto the teat to protect it as it's particularly vulnerable directly after milking. And then it sanitizes itself completely as well, so that basically there are no bugs or anything for the next cow waiting. And it's a particular unique process that you don't that basically tries to automate a what used to be a very a manual process that was literally done by a person standing there. That's where the term dipping comes from, with a cup and dipping the teats into something, into a much more automated process where it automatically just puts it on as the clusters that actually milk the cows are pulled off. So now, it's a very strange...
I know, this is brilliant. Now, I know nothing about... No, actually, that's a lie. My friend's parents own a dairy farm. Mm-hmm. So I have seen the manual milking. So is this a completely new way of sanitizing? And is there any other others like you on the market, or are you the only ones?
We were the first on the market. There are slightly different systems on the market. It basically is trying to bridge a gap. Right. So there are completely automated milking systems that were completely independent, but there are a lot of technological problems with that. There are infrastructure problems that you just don't have the space, because a milking parlor, so the place where you milk cows, is a large piece of infrastructure on a dairy farm, and if you have to properly build it, and there's dedicated spaces and everything, so you can't just put something new in there. That's just not how it works. So it's sort of a bridging technology between the already more innovative thing that comes after the hand milking and the place before, basically the more automatic or fully automatic setup that is trying to make life easier for farms and dairy farmers are particularly hard hit at the moment with the milk price. So it's a quite good sort of solution to help reduce costs, reduce the amount of staff you need, or better, replace staff that you may not have, because there often aren't enough people to actually work on dairy farms.
So tell me about marketing, and obviously your targeted audience is dairy farms. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your campaigns. How do you go about promoting ADF, and how do you go about reaching your audiences?
So we have always tried to be to run marketing more actually like a proper marketing team. What you often find in the agribusiness or any sort of niche marketing is that marketing is often just, let's just put a website on and that's pretty much it. Let's not engage more. We have particularly over the last sort of 5 years tried to have all the channels that you would have available in any other market available for dairy farmers, but try to actually optimize it a lot more. Farming, I find, more than any other industry, is incredibly localized. So not only UK, Germany, Belgium, every country being different, but even within the UK, there are so many sort of sub-markets that have developed in a niche and a unique sort of area, so that you need to be able to cater for all of them. Now, that does require a lot of sort of coordination work on the other side, because you need to make sure that you have a website that actually informs, but that also works as a lead gen tool. You need to make sure that your social media is actually up and running, that you have enough material. So a lot of the times we're sort of trying to work in sort of bulk phases of, right, let's get all of the website content sort of written, reviewed, but then we need a lot of content for it. So let's actually go out for a few weeks. Let's do the photography and everything so that we have a bank that we can sort of work off on. And so we have to rely on a lot of sort of automation scheduling in order to really make that work.
So brilliant. You've already mentioned marketing tools. So we're here, obviously, all about marketing tools at Marketing Showcase. Which talks have you listened to, and what are you hoping to find today that will make your job easier?
So I've particularly focused on the automations, on the AI talk, how to introduce AI more effectively into your business, and I think Force 24 who do automation and segmentation, I think for us, we are currently on a process of, we're doing a large changeover to a new CRM that has a lot of functionalities, which removes a lot of more manual work. So I'm sort of looking sort of ahead once that is actually implemented and we're moving all of our processes. What are the next steps that we need to take after that? So how can we, for example, do the kind of customization that you'd ideally want in an email, and how can you apply, that's always the most difficult in a niche market, how can you apply these systems that are designed for B2C markets? Nearly all marketing tools are always designed for B2C. It's very, very rare that you get a dedicated B2B marketing tool. How can you then apply that to the agriculture world and the dairy farming world in specifically? And that, of course, means you need to wrap your head around the entire thing first before you then try to find where in that niche can you actually practically operate.
Yeah. One of our talks is Tom from Webmart, who talks about how to not be boring. Now, I am interested in how we have some very niche subjects and how they use their social media reach. Mm. How do you use yours? Do you have like fun social media? Can you not be fun?
In dairy farming, you can be a lot more fun, interestingly, than in other niche markets. I've always sort of worked in niche marketing, more series engineering types.
Yeah.
And
if you're
trying to be funny there, then unless you've hit their sort of very narrow set of humor, you cannot be. You need to be very educational. In dairy farming, actually, we can, because the people that work in dairy farming almost don't really work. Ultimately, farming is a lifestyle. They often live on their farms. They live and breathe. By nature, farming is where people aren't, in a way.
Yeah.
So you tend to live in sort of smaller communities. They are quite happy to be a lot more laissez-faire. But we don't live in that world in our everyday life. If you're, you know, here in Brighton, we don't live in that more sort of nature world. So you've sort of got to figure out actually how do they actually talk, what do they actually talk about, what is actually interesting for them, because a lot of business arguments, things that you would make in a more traditional B2B argument, often don't work for them, because they work completely differently in terms of their seasonality, the decisions they have to make, how grants work for their businesses. So a lot of the funding actually comes in a completely different way. So you often on social try to stand out basically by being entertainingly informative. So talking at them, but sort of trying to talk with them. Mm. We, for example, focus a lot on entertaining testimonials. So the interesting ways how they talk about their successes and their day-to-day work with the ADF system.
I feel like it could be so much fun. Have you seen the Currys social media?
Yeah.
So they're just taking the what's it out of themselves and just pretending like it's boring and going around and going, oh, what's this? You know, you could do so much with like dairy farms and cows and farmers.
You can. And it's interesting. They have a very different habit of using social media as well, because you can have times when they're incredibly engaged because they're literally on a tractor having to do a quite boring task and doing stuff. I look after the German market. The German market, for example, does not engage with on Instagram, for example, with normal content.
Okay.
They are all about stories.
Okay.
They don't really care about what you post or your generic posts. They often don't even get a view in. You post a story, it's suddenly everywhere.
Really?
So you then suddenly have to have a complete shift. You can't just can't have posts and stories. You actually need to focus on stories a lot more, and that then adapts the content on exactly that kind of thing. Can you be quite humorous? Can you be slightly edgy for that kind of world? But you have to customize it incredibly for that specific local market, as they are very different, and they like to see themselves. You can't really use sort of just one set of content and just blast that across the world.
Well, they're very lucky to have you for the UK and German markets, ADF.
Yeah, being German helps when you look after the German market.
Thank you so much. If you could tell me one takeaway that you got from the talk, so you're going to take back to the office with you, what do you think
I think of the ones that we haven't done all of them. So
no, fair.
I think one of them that I thought was really interesting is trying to use segmentation more specifically to to create then non-sales or non-CTA heavy messages. So how can you use your segmentation to do the entertaining content as well as the more sort of traditional sales message where you segment?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Matthias. Thank you for speaking with me.
No problem.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.